Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the pledge and invocation. Thank you.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone,
here.
Mr. Shealy,
here.
Ms. Dvorich, Mr. Julian,
here.
Mr. Lasnik, Mr. Salito, Mr. Marino.
Here, a motion to excuse Councilmember Dvorich. She's on her way back from an appointment. Moved by Shealy, seconded by Johnstone. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Let the record reflect. If she does show up, we'll adjust the report the time upon her entry. If not, she'll be excused. Next order of business is the disposal of your meeting minutes. Place on files in order.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Julian, seconded by Salito, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications.
I have none.
There are none. Public remarks on agenda items. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items? Anyone? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, council committee reports.
I have two. I have minutes from the council roundtable from January 27th and the meeting minutes from the utilities meeting on January 29th.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
By Salito, seconded by Shealy, to accept those committee meeting minutes and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business, the presentation of tonight's legislation. Would the clerk...
To the clerk, we need an executive session. I need a motion under 121.22(g)(1), compensation of public officials.
Make the motion.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Shealy, to adjourn the executive session under Ohio Revised Code for the purpose of compensation of public officials. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Yes. Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lasnik? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Let the record reflect, council adjourned to executive session at 6:02 p.m.
to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I just need to know when it
yeah.
happens.
Let the record reflect council's reconvene at 6:15 p.m. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Council's return to regular order. Would the clerk please present this evening's legislation?
Draft number 2-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance appointing and reappointing members to various boards as required by the Ohio Revised Code and or Niles Codified Ordinance and declaring an emergency.
Third reading.
Motion for second.
By Lastic, seconded by Salido for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Okay. Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 2-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the second reading items under the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the second time to receive second reading. Draft number 15-25, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 16-25, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeal, as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 18-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a purchase agreement with Trumbull County Land Reutilization Corporation for real property. Draft number 19-25, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of unused lands owned by the City of Niles to the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles, Ohio. Draft number 22-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles. Draft number 23-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles. An amended draft number 24-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
The items under the consent agenda for second reading have received their second reading. Would the clerk please present the first reading drafts under the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time and passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 29-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the sewer fund for the replacement of a Keystone sledge conveyor. Draft number 30-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the general fund to the building and zoning demolition fund. Draft number 32-25, an ordinance regarding notice to conform the boundaries of certain annex property. And draft number 33-25, an ordinance amending ordinance number 131-24, known as the authorized strength ordinance.
Motion first reading.
I have a comment.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Lastic for a first reading. Questions or comments?
I have a comment on
tavern, get it torn down and cleaned up.
I'm glad this is finally happening. It has drawn on, in my opinion, a little too long. At least it hasn't turned into a big fiasco where we have to wait on an investigation like the one before on Robbins. But I'm glad this is happening, and I'd like to move this forward as quickly as possible if we can.
Yeah, about that. These are time-sensitive, I was explained, right? So we don't want to do first reading.
I'll withdraw my first reading motion.
Favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Council's pleasure.
And suspend.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by John Stone for suspension. Questions or comments?
Yeah, my understanding on last thing on that is, in speaking with the law director, we are going to try to recoup that money. It could be a process that takes a minute, but we are going to try to recoup that money, and it's down in Columbus, so we're going to be going through a little battle, but we are going to try to recoup that money. You're aware of that, Mayor, right?
Yes, via a property lien. Same process as the Stevens House property.
Other comments? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
The items on the agenda for consent of first reading have been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present the draft for first reading?
Draft number 31-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a license agreement with Service Line Warranties of America to offer the Service Line Warranty Program to citizens of the City of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Second.
William, seconded by Shealy for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 31-25 has received its first reading. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business, miscellaneous concerns from the audience. Would anyone like to address council this evening? Anyone? Thank you.
Becky DePanicus, 520 Hearts. I'm sorry. The Niles Cemetery Advisory Committee put back together, and we were asked by the Grounds Committee to look into pricing at local cemeteries and see where we stood. I got a hold, or at least attempted to get a hold, of all of the public cemeteries in the county. I didn't get answers back from everybody, but I had a pretty good representation, and I found out that actually our fees are pretty far up there. We were also asked to look into how other cemeteries treated our veterans, if there was anything special that was offered to veterans and their families, and we did not find that. So I presented a copy of our minutes to the committee and a copy of the information that I got. And our recommendation, and I hope the committee will present to council for vote, was that we offer veterans' families $100 deduction off of burial and $100 deduction off of a lot. As I said, we're way, way up high. I know our mayor has worked really hard with the banners and with the wreaths across America to show our city's respect for our veterans, and we would just like to suggest that this goes forward.
Becky, as the public grounds chair, I'm going to call the committee together, and we're going to look over your recommendation. It sounds great. Aaron had filled me in on some of it already. I think it's great. We really appreciate the work you guys are doing, and we'll sit down, and I like the fact that it's not combative with the administration. It's actually, as you said, trying to work with them, and also somewhat cater to the veterans in a good way. So I appreciate it. And once we get it, we'll talk it over, and then I'll reach out with the mayor and we'll discuss it a little more in depth and see where they're at with that, and we'll go from that.
I really feel like our community is one of the strongest communities for our veterans, and this would be a good way to thank them for their service and to help their families. So may I present our minutes and the...
Sure. You'll accept them at your next meeting. She'll get you copies. Thanks, Becky. Sir?
Coral Jordan. I just wanted to start off with showing appreciation to the water department. These guys were over in my neighborhood last night. Had to deal with a main break. These guys, I think, don't get the appreciation that they are deserved. I know, regardless of what some may believe, that these guys do take some flack, and it's not just them. It's all the city employees. Secondly, I just want to address that there's a lot of things that these council members are working on that I don't believe that the public is aware of. I believe a lot of it was overshadowed by the guardrail issue for the last 9, 10, 11, 12 months. So I'd like the opportunity to let them speak on things that they're working on in the community that I think a lot of people aren't aware of that have progressed over time throughout this guardrail situation.
That's Mr. Jordan, in regard to the water department being acknowledged, we will agree with you, but I will disagree with you strongly. They are acknowledged by the administration and council. We're well aware of their duties, besides financially working on packages to help them more. We, both sides, we are very aware of what they do and appreciative. We've been doing this with them for quite some time. We know most of them personally. And I don't think anybody on the administration or council side shuns them in any manner. We're well aware of what they do and very appreciative.
It's not you guys. No, it's not you guys. No, in the community. It's in the community. There is a lot of flack that these guys get, you know, from people in the community. And I'm not saying everybody in the community, but there are people in the community that give these guys flack as if they were the one that went out there and caused the power outage, or they were the one that caused the water main break. And that's simply not true. And that's all readily available to see in comments, you know, and I just don't think, you know, from all of the community that these guys do get the appreciation that they do deserve. And that's not directed towards council or anybody, more so, you know, the residents.
Point taken.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? D.
Quick question. Trumbull County's increasing water rates. Is NOW's going to increase water rates?
Nothing to do with Niles.
The only water rate that increase the inside residentials we'll see this year is, I believe, a 4 cent increase, which equates to I believe less than 1%. So ours is very, very minimal. What theirs is seeing is seems to be a lot of mismanagement as far as the rates go in the county. So I'll leave it at that.
And one more thing. I give our linemen credit, too. With the power outage over on Cedar Street, we have the best electric company. I took them coffee and donuts because I felt so bad for them guys. I mean, our power is never off very long.
Steve, Mayor, can you invite for a round before one of our council meetings, the MVSD chief engineer and the board members or a board member for a discussion, an update on the district with respect to where they are projecting rates to be, where their capital projects are, if there's anything that's percolating out there that we should be aware of with regard to Dee's point, your point, and rates, if you don't mind.
Would you like the mayor?
Or a council meeting, like at 5:30.
March, April, April-ish?
Yeah, okay. April would be good. No hurry, just... I would also be interested when you speak to them I don't want to be an alarmist, but it wasn't lost on me in what fires can do. I'm interested in what mitigation and plans they have for the MVSD properties out there should we experience some kind of drought and some kind of fire out there. There are a lot of undergrowth, pine trees, and that could be quite a disaster if there was to be a fire out there. So I'm interested in what mitigating plans they have so that we don't catch them flat-footed here. I'm interested in learning specifically what they're doing to try to mitigate those. Thanks for doing that, Mayor. Anyone else? The opinion of the chair, there being none, I already made my remarks. I stand corrected on the rate increase, D. I was hoping there would be none. We're getting one. 4 cents. Mayor?
Very minimal.
Minimal.
Just a quick update on two of our major projects we have going on. First, the weather has been cooperative most recently, so our people at Waddell Park are back to work, moving pretty moving quickly. We were rolling out turf on Stabil Field this week, so they are back to work. They are progressing. Splash pad is pretty much complete. Playground is pretty much complete. Wilder Field is pretty much complete. So I know we're still waiting for some fencing, turf on Feed and Stabil. Stabil should be done within the next couple weeks, and the next field they'll move to is South. Paving is scheduled with the paving company. Once the weather breaks, probably we're going to push that till May. But everything is progressing at Waddell Park. Secondly, the Appalachian Community Grant Program, $3.5 million for our downtown riverfront revitalization project. We are about 80% through the detailed design. Everything is on track as far as timeline goes. Eastgate is very involved in this in making sure all of the benchmarks are met, all of the timelines are met, everything stays within budget. So we're continuing to move through that process with those three components tagged to that grant, which is the Masonic Temple rehabilitation, the urban entertainment area where the theater property was, and the canoe and kayak launch on the south side.
Mayor, on that, it was going to be in my closing, so I would have had you requested you answer that anyway. Where do we stand on that equipment being moved from there to Iowa? What's the status? Is it going to be all able to go? Is it ready to go? Or what's the – I think that myself and Aaron had – we both had had on that process of that.
It's probably going to be a summer slash fall project once the Waddell is complete, final out.
Thanks, Mayor. Mr. Auditor?
No comment.
Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Mr. Service Director? No comment. Mr. Safety Director? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
Yeah, I would just like to agree with everyone who stated their position about Niles City Services. They do a great job, and it can't be said enough, so I want to say it one more time. Thank you.
Mr. Johnstone?
Obviously want to echo that as well. Thank you, guys.
Mr. Shealy?
Just wanted to add one more time that I'm glad that this is getting taken care of with the Gray Wolf Tavern. This is an eyesore that'll soon be out of sight, out of mind. Also, as far as city services, we have top-notch services right here in the city of Niles. We have the best police department, fire department, street department, you name it, we have it, and I appreciate everything they do.
Thank you, Mr. Julian.
I echo what everyone said about the city workers. They do a great job.
Mr. Lastic. Mr. Salito.
I'd like to thank the mayor and the street department for getting over to Camrose and addressing those enormous potholes, and I told them on Saturday it'd be done by Monday, and it was done by Monday, so happy to see that it goes. I know that was causing a lot of damage to cars, and they were calling them potholes as being nice. They were enormous, so I know it's just a temporary Band-Aid until we can get it fixed down the road, and we got a bunch of streets getting done coming up, so that's all I got.
Motion adjourned. Shealy, seconded by Julian. All in favor, signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned.